Now, the Midwest Family Player of the Week, sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, MailMax, and Visual Performance Center.
Hey everybody, this is Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports, and I am here with this week's Midwest Family Player of the Week, Elise DeWeerd, a senior from Michigan Lutheran High School and member of the girls' varsity basketball team. Last week in the district final, Elise had a great game, scored 11 points and had 3 rebounds in the championship win over River Valley in a 43-23 win. Elise, congrats on the great season, and congrats on the district title. 11 points, and you've been a stalwart for the whole team this whole year. Take me back to the district title. Just tell me how it feels to win that district title.
It was amazing to win. Yeah, we were all, like, really excited, and, yeah, it was good to see, like, all of our hard work pay off.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's got to be nice to beat River Valley, a team that you lost to twice, to earlier this year, and once just a week before, right? I think, yeah, just a week before. Mm-hmm. So that has to feel a little bit nice. I guess my question is, what did you guys do differently this time to beat them? Not only beat them, but beat them by 20 points after losing to them the last two times.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think the first two games they got into our heads a little bit, and we weren't as confident on the floor. So I think just this game, we went into the game with a more confident mindset.
More confident mindset. Okay, mm-hmm. Good. And that's a tough thing to do when you lose to a team twice. So that's a really positive thing. For you. You are a three-point specialist. I mean, okay, maybe not a specialist. You can do everything. But that's when I get box scores from your guys' games, it's always at least weird. One three-pointer, two three-pointers. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago against New Buffalo, you had 4 three-pointers and scored 18 points in that game. Tell me, what was working for you in that game? And, I mean, just tell me, how have you gotten to be such a good three-point shooter?
Well, I definitely practice in the off season, just shooting around, and then also with shooting, it takes a lot of confidence, and I've been trying to work on that as well on the court. So
yeah, and confidence, especially with like shooting, once one goes down, right. Then the confidence is way up. So, outside of 3-point shooting, you are. I don't want to say the main defensive player because you got your whole team is a really good defensive team. But Coach Briney raves about your defense in particular. Tell me about just how you take so much pride in that.
Well, definitely last year was a bit of like a kind of a not as great year for me shooting wise, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I kind of relied more on my defense, which I think I did pretty well at. And I'm definitely proud of that. And it's one of my strengths. So yeah.
And that's something that your coach and your whole team buys into, right? Because it's not just one person plays good defense and everyone's fouled. It's like that's the team. That's what you guys buy into, right? So and it starts with a leader like you and the rest of the team. So that's great. Let's talk about tonight. So you won the district championship, and now you're in the regional semifinal tonight against Goebbels at Martin High School, right, tonight at 7. Talk to me, what do you guys need to focus in on if you want to win tonight's game?
I think just having, like, a positive mindset. I know I keep saying confidence, but I think that's what our team struggles with is, like, if we get behind or something, we'll kind of just, like, lose stamina. And so I feel like there needs to be somebody who's putting their best foot forward out there, and then everybody else will follow and have that same, like, confidence.
Absolutely. And that'll start just, you know, like I mentioned earlier, the threes. Like, you get one, you get off to a hot start, everyone's going to get the confidence from each other.
Yeah,
so
that's another big thing is we need to get a good start.
Yeah, absolutely. Another thing that your coach raves about with you is just how poised you are. And I've got to see that from the two games that I watched the past 2 weeks. You're the same person, no matter what. Whether the shots are falling, whether you're even getting shots at all, you're the same person giving the same high amount of effort. Just tell me where that comes from. How?
I think when I start making like mistakes out there on the court, I tend to get a little bit in my head and just like not confident out there, but then that's when I turned to my coach and my teammates, and they start encouraging me and telling me to keep shooting. And, you know, that really helps a lot to know that they're there for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about your team for a second. It's been a roller coaster this year. I mean, it seems like you haven't had your full strength of players available at all until just a couple weeks ago. And it's reflective on the schedule because you guys were at 3-6 and 4-7 at a point in the season. And now you're sitting here at 11-10. Do you think going through that stretch of time where you only had five girls available to play, do you think that's made you guys better as a team?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think when we only had that many players, it really made us realize how important it was to have, like, all of us together as a team. And, you know, now that we have all of us together, it's been good, and we're doing great out there. So, yeah, I think it's been good.
Absolutely. And do you play any other sports here at Michigan Lutheran? Or?
I have not. I might play soccer this year, but we'll see. Over the past 4 years, it's only been basketball.
So, okay. Yeah. And how long have you been playing basketball for?
Since third grade, so it's been about a while.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. What do you like most about it?
I really like hanging out with my team, team bonding, stuff like that, and then also shooting.
Shooting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
that makes sense. And it seems like you guys have a really close-knit group of players, so that makes sense. That makes playing so much more fun, mm-hmm. just when you enjoy the people you're around. So I'm glad to hear that. Another thing that I noticed with when I came to watch you guys play is you play with a knee brace on your left knee? On your left knee. Tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, so I tore my ACL in eighth grade. So, yeah, it's been about 4 years since then. But my doctor said, you know, I should wear the brace all the time in basketball now. So,
okay. Yeah. And how did you tear it?
Playing basketball.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Were you just making a cut, or was it like landing from a jump, or what was it?
I had just gotten a steal. And we were only playing half court, like, this was during, like, recess or something. Mm-hmm. And I, like, turned, like, twisted weird, and it just, like, collapsed.
Wow. So, well, that's what you get for playing defense. That's why I never play defense. So,
yeah.
Did it take some time to get comfortable playing on that knee again after tearing the ACL?
Yeah, I definitely think after I tore it, it took a long, long time to get confident out there, because I know I was like really scared that it was going to happen again. So yeah, it's been a long recovery from that.
Yeah, I bet. And not even just physically, like you were saying, just mentally, like mm-hmm. making cuts, jumping, everything. Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe that has something to do with why you're such a good shooter now? Because you had time to just kind of practice shooting a little bit, not necessarily having to make a bunch of cuts.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And Elise, thank you for meeting with me. Congrats on the great season that you've been having. Congrats on the district title. And good luck tonight against Goebbels at Martin High School, 10-7.
Thank you very much.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by the St. Joseph Banking Center and South Haven Banking Center of Sturgis Bank, serving Berrien and Van Buren counties. Proud supporter of our area athletes, member FDIC and equal housing lender, by MailMax and Visual Performance Center, specializing in advanced visual training, Stonegate in St. Joe.